myself and smoke.
Well, you ought to have a wife who'll bring you your pipe and tobacco.
Oh, I don't use tobacco.
Well, then how do you smoke?
Well, I'm absent-minded. I always get a little too close to the fire.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't happen if you had a woman around.
No, it wouldn't happen if I had a screen in front of the fireplace.
I better get a wife to watch over you, I guess.
No, no, don't bother, Bang. It's nearly spring, and I won't be using the fireplace much.
I insist, Jimmy. I'm going to get you married, I swear. It's
oh,
the last
now,
thing I...
Why don't you lay off?
A guy like you ought to be married. Now, let me see. What girl would that pick for you?
No, never mind, Dad.
Let's
no.
see. Eddie Cantor's got some daughters left over.
Cantor always has daughters left over.
Now, you don't worry. I'll find a nice gal for you, Jimmy.
What do you mean? Don't worry. This whole thing's terrifying.
Nonsense, Jimmy. There's nothing to it. I'll show you how easy it is to get married.
Well, just a minute.
Don't be difficult. Just to get you ready, we'll act the whole thing out. To make things easy for you, I'll be the groom, and I'll let you be the bride.
Oh, just take it easy. I know less about being the bride than I do about being the groom.
And you're a girl and do what comes naturally. Now, pay close attention, Jim. Mr. Condon, you take charge?
Well, gladly, Bing. I do love a wedding.
Me too.
I love a parade.
All right, after the wedding, we'll have a parade. Now, stand still and stop fidgeting. You're the bride.
And so, Harry and Jim Eimer were married.
Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm very happy, darling.
Me too, sweetheart. Come on, let's jump on the train.
And so our happy honeymooners take the train to Buffalo, New York. Niagara Falls.
Boo hoo hoo.
Oh,
boo-hoo.
Jemima, darling. Look at the falls. Aren't they beautiful? Stand over there. I want to take a snapshot of you.
Let's check in on the hotel.
Fellas at the office gave me this peachy Kodak at my bachelor dinner, and if I don't bring back lots of snaps, they'll think I just didn't want to take pictures.
Well, the girls in my office gave me a beautiful negligee to wear, and I'm dying to try it on.
I know. You run up to the room and put it on, then come back and I'll take some pictures of it.
Let's check into the hotel.
Okay. Hello, room clerk. My name is Harry Crosby, and this is my bride.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yes, we were just married.
So I noticed the bride still has track shoes on.
This isn't helping anything. No, I'm not learning anything more about marriage.
Anyhow, I'll tell you what let's do. We'll start the whole thing over, and inasmuch as I'm going to see to it that you wind up as a groom this year, you'll be the husband, and I'll be the wife.
All right. Here, you put on this veil.
Lavender, reset the scene.
Jimmy married Harriet.
I'm so happy, sweetheart.
I'm scared to death. Stop wiping your nose with your veil, quick.
Sorry. Come on, Jimmy, let's jump on the train.
And so the little bride carried her struggling husband aboard the train to Buffalo, New York.
We took a milk train this time.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Oh, stop crying. I'm the bride. Come on, let's check in the hotel.
Well, stop dragging me.
Well, 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 newlyweds.
Yes, yes. I'm Mr. Stewart, and this is my bride, Miss Harriet Crosby.
Darling, we're married now.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, Mrs. Harriet Crosby.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
We like an outside.
With lemon.
We like an outside room so we can take snapshots.
Now, just a minute. Weren't you two here before?
Yes, but I was the bride then.
Well, let's try this whole thing once again, and I'll be the bride.
Stop bringing light. frightening. It still doesn't sway me. I'm going to stay single.
Now, don't be too serious. Fights may fail you. You're liable to run into a gal who's got track shoes on herself.
If I do, I'll resort to my ace in the hole.
Are you holding out on me?
Yeah. Now, when I was in the Army, I learned the best defense is an offense.
What did you get?
Surefire offense. I sing.
Your singing is an offense?
When I sing, it's as offensive as you can get.
Well, what song do you do? Something romantic, I guess.
No. I've got a special number that frightens women so much that they never come near me again. It's a sort of a vocal DDT.
Don't get any on me, Jimmy, but let's hear it, huh?
Now, I'm a wolf of Wolf Creek Pass. I'm just as smooth as silk and just as sharp as glass. I got a Cadillac coupe with a built-in bar, a 40-tube radio equipped with radar. The upholstery is made of nylon and the top is silk. You press a button on the dashboard and out pops malted milk. Ow! Ow! I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. Just call me the wolf of Wolf Creek Pass. Now I'm a wolf. You can't deny I'm just as slick as a weasel and just as fly. I got a voice like Sinatra, but there's much more appeal. When I sing, they scream, not squeal. Now, I'm sick of all this raving about the voice when there's no doubt that I'm the lady's choice. Ow! Ow! I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. Just call me the wolf freak pass. Now, I'm the wolf. But I got charm. When I start to burn, I'm a forearm. I'm tall like Gary Cooper, and I got muscles to boot. I even look like Walter Pigeon on a $13 suit. Got a call from Ingrid Bergman, and that's true, I swear. Can I help it if I'm so handsome and debonair? I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. Just call me the wolf of Wolf Creek Pass. Now I'm the wolf of world renown. I'll be the best if the best comes round. I got a brand new whistle that's guaranteed to make the gals come running in a small stampede. Now, if you'll listen very closely, you'll see how they fall. It's a combination whistle with a real wolf call. Ow! 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 I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. On all four burners, just call me the wolf of Wolf Creek Pass.
Really great. Really, Jake, you ought to work out fine, too, because once the girls get to thinking you're a wolf, they'll run for cover every time.
Well, I certainly hope so, Ben. And just those few minutes we spent at Niagara Falls made a wreck out of me.
I still think you ought to get married, Jim.
Well, if I do, Bing, I'll have it transcribed for release at my convenience.
Well, when you pick the girl and the date, Jimmy, give me a call, will you? Because I'm doing a little outside singing these days. I'm available for weddings, barbershop quartets, barbecues, and bar mitzvahs.
And, Jimmy, be sure to let me know if you're going to take the big step.
What for, Ken?
Well, I want to send you a wedding present, a nice Philco console.
Oh, for free?
Certainly.
Oh, this man gives things away.